Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Hope It Don't Double, Triple, Quadruple Record podcast. How you doing today, Johnny? Pull up a car.
I'm okay. I'm on the car, on the way to Disney.
Did you plan that? I had unload, uninstall, reinstall, upstall, you name it, John. I did it to this for this show.
Alrighty, trying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yep.
So, anywho, let me see something here. Oh, there it is. The Skype reporter disappeared. It got me scared, John. I thought we lost it. But, anywho, and the thing that really stinks is I got people now at work that or like I got multiple people now at work that are coming up to me all the time about the show, and now the show ain't recording right. You figured that one out.
Yeah, I figures. You cursed it.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Hey, listen, how come that didn't happen when you told all the cast members about our show, John?
I don't know.
So, but I even had Bobby record one with me the other night, and he got all into talking about the Mars rover and all that stuff, and we almost had a NASA show, and that double recorded.
Oh, crap. So it ain't just me. So we're blaming you.
No, it's something to do with the recorder and the app here. So if this don't work, I got to figure out another recorder by Sunday, John. And then the great part is, Johnny, you run into a bad area. So we get you babbling and bumbling. So not only are we having trouble talking over, so now we get the worst connection ever with you, John, of recording.
Outstanding.
So, but what were you babbling about, John? You don't even remember now, do you?
Probably not. No, not really.
So, anywho, what's your schedule coming up this weekend, John?
Saturday and Sunday both have afternoon, evening shifts. So I think Sunday, I'll have to text you and let you know for sure. But I know I'm going in the late afternoon, so probably, if you're free, probably record on the way in, probably around 2 or something. But I'll let you know as soon as I get there and I can text you.
So. Well, hopefully this recorder works and we're good.
Yep.
But what do you prefer? Is the nighttime a problem around property? Like, what time do you start tonight?
5:45.
Yeah, my buddy Joey's down there right now, him and his family. And he's saying they're having a good time. He's saying it's totally different with the mask. But the only problem he said he's having, he said it's the weirdest thing that he's ever seen down there. He said there's been multiple times where there's been trash and popcorn and stuff all over the ground, and it's not being picked up. And he asked me, do I know anything about that? I said, no, but it don't sound good to me.
No, I have not seen that problem at all. I've been, we walked around the springs yesterday, and it was sparkling clean as far as I could tell. And there's three areas that are getting, that are hiring right now at Walt Disney World. And that's bus drivers, custodial, and security. So, yeah, I don't know what he might have seen, but it's certainly not an issue that I've noticed.
Yeah, and they're the biggest Disney fans I know, besides, because his mother-in-law Ada, who's my boss's wife, and Julie, you know, they're like Disney nuts. Like the daughter, she's beautiful. Briar Rose, she has a different Disney outfit every day. Like they totally drink the Kool-Aid. So maybe that's why they're hiring janitorial staff, John. Maybe they need more help.
They've had to, because obviously they're doing a more concerted effort of spraying down stuff. So ever since they came back, they've been transitioning people over to custodial.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he said that's the only thing he's noticing. Because this was in a text, and he was going back and forth with me, and I'm like, I really don't know, but it's very sad. If you know what I'm saying, because he sent me pictures of Briar Rose talking into the greatest Star Wars character ever in Rey.
Oh God, horrible.
You know how she comes out and does her little spiel. She was talking to Rey. It was a cute little video though. She's in her little costume, but it showed them walking to the park, and he wrote me, where is it at? Nearly friendly, but I don't know why, but you can tell, blah blah blah. Then he's going on about how the stuff on the ground, which I didn't understand it either, John. So
no, I can just tell you what I haven't noticed anything, and believe me, I spend a whole lot of time on Disney properties.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, I think they were at Hollywood Studios that day, John. Yeah. And then he was upset also that Epcot didn't open till 11 o'clock. He said they didn't even realize it until they went to make plans for the next day, and it didn't open till 11 one day this week.
Yeah, but currently it doesn't open until 11 o'clock every day, but a lot of times it's open until 11 o'clock at night.
That's what I told him.
You're still getting 12 hours, and you're actually getting 12 hours of World Showcase. So on it's a win for me personally, because I would prefer to have the 2 extra hours of World Showcase than the 2 hours. I mean, because World Showcase was never open until 11 o'clock, so that's fine with me.
No, I told him, I said, I think the front of the park is closed because of all the work going on up front. I think they need the little bit of extra hours for work to get in and out. This week, though, they weren't open till 11, so I think they're closing at 9 for him, but... he'll be okay. He just it took him off guard, because they were planning their day, and then they said they're used to World Showcase opening at 11, but not the whole park.
It's been like that since they reopened. Yeah. So and then I mean, you know, but that's just the way that a lot of people come, and they get very accustomed to things, and then they get down here and something's different. I see that every day, people turning into the bus loop at Hollywood Studios, because you know that's the way you used to go to Hollywood Studios, right off of Buena Vista Drive. Mm-hmm. And so, but now it's just buses. But every day there's a car that turns in there, and that's just people not realizing that things have changed. You know what I mean? So.
No, 100%. 100%. We didn't get to cover a ton of things on Sunday's show, because I didn't get to release it. So the 50th anniversary, you did see everything. You were very excited about a lot of the stuff coming. We're sad though about both coasters not open to 2022. That's pretty sad, don't you think, John?
And we don't even have Ratatouille open right now.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I'm more excited about Ratatouille than I am about the coasters, because I'll probably ride the coasters once or twice, and that'll probably be it. But Ratatouille, I plan on riding several times. So,
has there been any anything about that, or have you heard any peeps at all on the Facebook page or cast member page?
Nope, I have heard no speculation whatsoever. The one thing I did see the other night was fireworks testing at Epcot when I left it. I think it was... Let's see, they closed at 10, I think, that night, and then around 11:30 they had fireworks. And I can't believe on some of the they closed at 9, and maybe the testing was at 10:30. I don't know, is it 10:30 or 11, but on some of the Facebook groups of Disney fans that I'm part of, somebody was actually complaining about being woke up by fireworks.
Oh, geez.
Everybody else was like, you've got to be kidding. if you're going to worry about that, don't go to Disney. I mean, good Lord. So.
No, I mean, who would be? I mean, I'd be excited just thinking that,
yeah,
that it's coming out again. You know what I'm saying? That we're moving forward here.
Exactly. I mean, I told you before, you know, when I worked at the Magic Kingdom, I'd get on the bus at 9 o'clock and there'd be 20 other cast members on there with me, and the fireworks would go off, and very few people would even bother looking out the windows or up from their phones because you see the fireworks every night. Now, you know, they went off outside or inside Epcot, and there was like 3 or 4 of us bus drivers that all turned around, stopped. Oh my gosh, it's fireworks. So, you know, it without them for a year, it's a different thing. So.
Yeah, you bus drivers better be safe, because it'll throw yous off too, because you ain't used to seeing them.
Yeah. Well, we were all standing on the pavement, so yeah. Driving around, you can't get distracted with them. That's for sure. So,
well, me and Brenda were talking the other night. We're very excited about this because if we do come in May, which I'm hoping, I have some things to do with work and some other odds and ends. So hopefully, I am coming down, and we're shooting to. We're hoping to stay at the Wyndham that week. That's a go. But the full flavor of the full, all the menus are out now, John, for the outdoor kitchens for the 2020 Taste of the International Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, that's always a good time. The food's always good, and the flowers and plants and stuff are spectacular. So that's a beautiful time to walk around Epcot. The weather's gorgeous right now, too. So
it's going to be a long one, too. March 3rd to July 5th, John.
To July 5th. Wow. So
yeah,
they're going all the way. Yeah. So we'll definitely have a chance when everybody's down here to go try a couple of things together. So that'll be interesting.
100%. So. I mean, that's a long. I mean, you'd think it would stop before the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually it ends in the last week of May. So they've extended it a full 5 extra weeks.
Yeah. So the flavorful kitchen hosted by Advent Health has grilled baby vegetables, hummus cream, and red pepper culasse, a seared verlasso salmon with a farro risotto and micro herbs, and a strawberry mousse with chocolate crisp pearls. I'm in to try the first two, John.
Yeah, the salmon sounds good.
Yeah. And the Epcot Sunshine Griddle. Oh, here we go, John. Avocado toast. They got to have the avocado.
There it is.
With a marinated toy box tomatoes and French goat cheese on toasted ciabatta. It says it's new, and it does sound new. You got to have the avocado toast, and what are you going to chase it down with, a pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah, maybe some bacon, maple bacon.
There you go. Shrimp and grits with blackened shrimp and cheddar cheese grits with brown gravy and sweet corn salsa. That's an every year deal, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I've had that several times, and it's actually really good, but I can always do without the brown gravy on it. Cheddar cheese grits and shrimp is fine with me. So.
Yeah, gravy on the side, please. Corned beef brisket hash with house-made potato barrels. That means, what's potato barrels, John?
That would be tater tots.
There you go, Johnny. Yeah, can't get none by you, buddy. Onions, peppers, cheese, curds, and soft poached eggs with Tabasco hollandaise. That's a new one, too. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds like a good brunch menu, doesn't it?
Yeah. And fried cinnamon roll bites and cream cheese frosting and candied bacon. That's new, and John's going to pass on that one.
Candied bacon.
Yep. The honey Bistro, hosted by the National Honey Board. You get that, John? It's pretty cool. The Honey Bistro. Tupulio honey with a sweet corn spoon bread with jalapenos, bacon, and house-made whipped honey butter. Lavender honey mustard marinated chicken flatbread with a whipped honey ricotta cheese, marinated vegetables, and a purple haze lavender goat cheese. New. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And a local wildflower honey macaroni cheesecake with orange blossom honey whipped cream, whipped honey caramelized or crystallized honey honeycomb, dehydrated honey and fennel on a pollen meringue kisses. So now me and John's out on that one.
That sounds like a bit much.
Yes. The citrus blossom, Meyer's lemon poached lobster salad with grapefruit rosé, vinaigrette, yuzu, marinated hearts of palm, and avocado yuzu panna cotta. I would try it because it has lobster in it.
Yeah, lobster salad sounds pretty tasty.
This sounds pretty good, John. And this is new, too. Citrus braised crispy pork belly with kumquats and carrots. That's new. That sounds different, don't it, John?
Yeah, the pork belly and the citrus glaze sounds good. I'm not a big fan of carrots, but the rest of it sounds pretty good.
Come on, John. You got to keep the carrots going so you can continue to see how good looking I am.
Oh, is that what it is? Gotta protect my eyesight.
Yeah. Citrus shortcake with an orange saffron cake, lemon curd, mandarins, whipped cream, and citrus crumble. Refreshment port, Showcase Plaza. House-made Italian sausage with peppers poutine. Oh, John, it's plant-based.
Oh, man, you had me there for a minute. That sounded good.
Dude, we got to try. If we're there together, we do have to try that, though.
I don't know. Doug, I've spent money on some of this vegan stuff, and I haven't tasted it.
I'll spend the money. I'll buy this, John.
I don't know. It's just not worth it. Give me some grilled vegetables, and I'll be happy. But when you try to make vegetables taste like meat, why? Why bother?
Nah. So. Then they got a popsicle trio with honeydew, raspberry mint, and coconut lime. A pineapple promenade, spicy hot dog with a pineapple chutney, and plantain chips. You had me all the way up to the stupid chips.
Yeah, plantain chips.
They should just call them concrete chips. Then they have a mixed berry buttermilk cake and a Dole Whip. There's a ton of beverages, John. I'm just not reading them. There's a ton of beverages. I'm just trying to go over the entrees because I know you only have, another 15 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. I'll be there in a little bit.
Now, what's the next one here? Trowel and Trellis, hosted by Impossible Foods. Grilled street corn on the cob with savory garlic spread. Impossible sausage and kale soup. John's getting none of this because it's all plant-based.
No, the corn on the cob I'll be happy to get because it's actually a vegetable and it tastes like a vegetable. So I don't want my vegetables to try to taste like meat.
But I know you're not getting any of these. Boneless Impossible Korean short ribs with cilantro lime rice.
No.
Demiju slaw and a kimchi mayonnaise. And then a lavender pot de creme and blueberry cake. We're going to pass on all that, John.
Yeah. I'll take the roast corn, though.
Yeah. Just I like eating corn on the cob at home, but not out, John. I don't like getting the kernels in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a little floppy for Doug. It's a little too sloppy for Doug.
See, what I would do is get my fork and knife and cut the corn off. Just saying.
Then he sits over in the corner, crosses his legs, and dabs his mouth with his napkin as he munches.
Now, I do not cross my legs. I have never crossed my legs in my life. When I sit, I rest my foot on my knee, John.
All righty.
I'm not a leg crossing kind of guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Refreshment outpost. They got pineapple skewers with a Tajin seasoning. Bauer Market, Farmers Market, Germany. Potato pancakes with house-made applesauce. Potato pancake with caramelized ham, onions, and herb and sour cream. And toasted pretzel bread topped with black forest ham and melted Gruyere cheese. And then warm cheese strudels with mixed berries. I don't think they've ever had any of these before, have they, John?
No. It's only a bratwurst. Why don't you?
Yeah. Magnolia Terrace. Crawfish entouffee with Andouille sausage and dirty rice, John. That's new. Come on, John. That's all you.
That's all Lisa. She loves that etouffee. So, yeah, definitely we'll be hitting that one.
Yeah, I like some crawfish.
Yep.
Cajun-style roasted oysters, John.
That sounds good, too.
And house-made boudin two ways with spicy mustard. And then a pecan praline.
That all sounds good. I like pecan and pralines, too. So, yes, please. Yeah. Which one's that?
Let me go back up. Magnolia Terrace.
Okay. All right. That sounds really good.
And then Taste of Marrakesh. Moroccan seafood couscous with shrimp, mussels, olives, preserve, lemons, and anchovy breadcrumbs, and it's new.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah.
And that sounds different. That's definitely different than just the typical, you know, I mean, I like falafel and hummus and stuff, but it's like they have that all the time. So this sounds definitely different. So
you're 100% right, John, as usual, buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Unless you're arguing with me, then you're completely wrong. What is it? Shakshuka, Moroccan baked eggs in spicy eggplant and tomato stew. And that's new, too. I would try that just to try it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, too.
And then they have a lemon magdalena cake. What? Magdalena cake with a fig compote and a sangria gel. I don't like a gel, John. Do you like a gel on your food?
And just when I brush my teeth, please.
Yeah, I'm not a gel kind of guy, John. La Issa Fresca between Morocco and France. Lamb curry with sweet plantains and rice. Sugarcane shrimp skewers with steamed rice and coconut lime sauce. And then a tropical mousse cup.
Lamb curry sounded good, and I've had the shrimp skewers before. They were okay. So.
Festival favorites World Showcase. Watermelon salad with pickled onions, feta, and balsamic reduction. Beef brisket burnt ends and smoked pork belly sliders with garlic, sausage, chorizo, cheddar, fondue, and a house-made pickle. I'll take two, please. Fried green tomatoes with blue crab, fennel salad, remoulade, and smoked paprika oil. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Epcot Farmer's Feast. Spring onion soup with crispy shallots and micro chives. What's chives? Chives. That's new. It don't sound bad, John. Better be a cool more afternoon now. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of this dishes sound pretty heavy, so hopefully it is a nice day.
Well, it is a new one. And then Lisa likes Daffy Duck, don't she?
Sure.
Yeah. Duck confit with carrot puree, roasted root vegetables, rainbow chard, and duck juice. Has she ever gotten that one there? John?
Yeah, she probably had it.
Okay. What do we have next here? The Cider House. Homemade potato with cheddar biscuit and salmon tartare. What do you think?
No, I've tried the salmon tartare. It was like cat food.
No.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Northern Bloom, Canada. Seared scallops with French beans, buttered potatoes, brown butter vinaigrette, and applewood smoked bacon. Always a fan favorite.
Absolutely.
I'll take three.
Scallops.
Yep. Beef tenderloin tips, mushroom bolognese sauce, and a whipped potato with garden vegetables. I'll take one, please. And then they got a grilled maple pound cake, John.
Yeah.
Mexico. Toasted de conchita, braised pork on a crispy corn tortilla with black beans topped with pickled onions, mango habanero relish, and oregano. And a taco vampiro. I want to have the blood on the taco, John.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah. Braised beef on a corn tortilla with a crispy grilled Monterey Jack cheese and a salsa ranchero. And then they have a plant-based chorizo, John. We're going to pass on that. Lotus House, China. If you want to go to the Joy of Tea, it's the best deal on property. Right, John?
That's what Pat seems to think. So.
Yeah. Papa Cakes. Potato cakes filled with shrimp and water chestnuts served with house-made strawberry sauce. I'll take two of them too, John. And it's new.
Strawberry sauce.
I would love to try it. Maybe you can tell them to leave off the strawberry sauce. I'm sure they could do that.
I would think.
Bon Bon chicken skewers with sesame and peanut sauce. And then this sounds good too. House-made crab and cheese wontons. I think I've had them before. I think they're good.
Yeah, when you put crab and cheese together, it's pretty good. So.
Primavera Kitchen, Italy. margarita, rustic Italian flatbread with tomato sauce. Oh my God, and mozzarella. It's so new. I've never heard it before, John.
The popularity of margarita pizzas basically meant that when Disney can try to, now they can do something, and or the food festivals, they can do something and claim it's like all artsy and good for you and stuff, when really it's even simpler pizza than ever. So yeah. Now we just don't have to put meat on it.
No. It should, and how all the other ones are saying new, this should say old.
Yeah. I love margarita pizza, but it's
absolutely
nothing new. So.
But again, like being like Dennis and them from up there, if I want pizza, I'm going to eat it here. I'm not going to get a margarita there. Arancini, sweet sausage, fried risotto balls, and a pomodoro sauce, and then traditional cannolis they have.
Yeah, I'll definitely try the arancini.
Hanami at Japan. Frushi, strawberry pineapple cantaloupe wrapped in sweet rice and pink soy wrap, served with a whipped cream drizzle berry sauce on toasted coconut. I don't think so, but this sounds pretty good, John. Shrimp and crab with spicy mayonnaise and cucumber slices, finished with a creamy avocado and violet sauce. And that's brand new. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I tried the frushi last year, and the fruit itself is actually pretty good, but it's basic. I mean, it's just fruit. But then, I don't know, putting it with rice is kind of off-putting for me. Fruit and rice just does not, to me, it didn't taste like a good mix.
No. So. And then you had to probably sit over in the corner with your legs crossed while you were eating it.
Yeah, exactly.
Soy glazed pork shank with truffle mashed potatoes, crispy lotus flowers, and garlic chips, and green onions. That sounds pretty good too, John.
Yeah, that does.
We're over at France. Oh, my goodness. Goat cheese tart with caramelized onions on a flanky pastry crust. Canard confit is a braised duck confit, orange with a Parisian gnocchi. Sorry, the screen moved. It's a duck confit with Parisian gnocchi. That sounds pretty good, John. I'd like the gnocchi.
Yeah, I'm sure Lisa would take the duck. So.
Yeah. What else we have here? Droffy's has a bunch of specialty drinks. So this year's menu sounds pretty good, don't it, John?
Yeah, sounds pretty tasty and pretty exciting. There's quite a few new items on there that's going to make it worthwhile. So,
yeah. First six flagpoles installed for the food and wine. They just put six flagpoles installed on the east side of the new Epcot main entrance, John. So. The main entrance is getting ready for the new the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yes.
Dude, I wish I was here right now, too. The four-month-old rhino joined the herd, John. And I would like to have seen him out on the Kilimanjaro Safari, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it'd be cool to see. It's always cool to see the babies out there.
Yeah. And then you got
every time I eat lunch at Animal Kingdom, they have a video of him running around with his mom. So he's they have Cast TV, which is just all Disney stuff on television in the break rooms, and this one's obviously dedicated to Animal Kingdom, so you have a lot of Animal Kingdom stuff. And so yes, I've seen him quite a bit on the cam. So
and what the hell are they doing with the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, John? That's not going to be open now till April.
I don't know, man. Hopefully it's open in May.
This is the, I think this might be the, and don't text me, tweet me, yell at me, punch me, yell at me, and all kind of stuff. I'm just saying it off. We're doing a special show here, and I'm tired and stupid right now. But this might be one of the longest refurbishments for an existing ride I've ever seen. What do you think, John? Am I wrong about this?
It certainly seems like one of the longest ones I remember for the People Mover.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe when they're overlaying an attraction or something, it's longer. But yeah, this seems awful long for just the People Mover. So
I mean, I don't remember any attraction being down. What's it been down since last March? Almost since the COVID?
I think ever since COVID, hasn't
it? Yeah. I mean, that's a year now going on, John. I mean, I don't know of any. How many other rides have been down that long just for a refurb?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the 6 months that they were closed, they didn't do anything to it. So, I mean, but still, that would have been 6-7 months that now has elapsed since they reopened, and it's still not open. So
I think they
what they've done to it.
I think they got to creep Johnny Depp in Pirates quicker than this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's just crazy. And how much longer you have, John?
About 10 minutes.
Okay. What's up with Joe Rohde quitting and now taking a new job?
Yeah, what do you go over to Virgin or something?
Yeah, Virgin Galactic.
Yeah.
As experienced architect. Me and Bob, this is how the whole space thing started with this, because our buddy Bob loves space. But I wonder if he's going to start a new park with the owner of Virgin, because that's a guy. That guy's just nutty enough to do it, John.
Yeah, and he's got enough silly money, and he doesn't mind spending it on sometimes ridiculous stuff, and then sometimes obviously stuff that makes him a ton of money.
Yeah.
So.
Breakfast returns to Hollywood and Vine, and also Big River Brewing Company and Grill is open. The last time I ate there was a few years ago with Dennis when he hurried me out of the Food and Wine Festival to get me to somewhere safe before Doug got in an argument or a fight with somebody.
Put your Disney voice on, Doug.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember all the drunks that were out at Epcot Food and Wine that night? It was a Saturday night with all the drinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was with all those drinking teams that were roaming around.
Yep.
Yeah, Dennis goes, maybe we better not eat at Spice Road Table. We should leave this park right now because he's seen my head starting to explode. So, but I ate there a few years ago. They had a really good meatloaf, John.
Yeah, we ate there once. It was okay. And I don't know if it was spectacular, but it was good.
It's good food, dude. It's
Yeah.
It ain't expensive. So it isn't like you feel like you were, you know, taken advantage of there.
Yeah.
Now, I think my meatloaf was like $19 or something stupid like that. So, I mean, hell, I love Chick-fil-A with all my heart, but if I get an 8-piece nugget, my a soda, fries, and my mac and cheese, that's like almost $15, John.
Once you add that mac and cheese on, but once you have that mac and cheese, you have to add it on every time you go there, don't you?
Dude, so. That's one thing I will apologize to you for. That is like an addiction, isn't it?
Yeah, I really appreciate you letting me know how good that was. Thanks so much, Doug.
Yeah. My sister-in-law wants to beat me every time she eats it, because she knows it's not good for her, but it's like, you can't avoid getting it. It's so damn good. I get the small, though. I don't get the large.
Oh, I didn't know they had a large.
No, yeah, they have a large. I get the small.
Yeah, I better stay away from that.
No.
Unless technically I could make that my entire meal, right? So.
But, dude, it's so good when you dip the nuggets in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Get the grilled nuggets. I'm healthy.
There you go.
It's like getting a Diet Coke with the quarter pounder with cheese, large fry, and
exactly.
6-piece McNugget and a Diet Coke, please. And I always like the people to tell you they love they prefer the taste of the Diet Coke. I don't get that. You just acquired the taste for it, but when all things were equal and you didn't need the Diet Coke, you would have took the regular Coke. I'm sorry. It's like you drinking a light beer, John. It's just you don't like it too much, do you? You drink it, but you don't like it as much as regular beer.
No, but a lot of times, I mean, and same goes for me for Diet Coke. I grew up drinking Diet Coke, so you're right, I acquired the taste. But
yeah.
Right now, I'd much rather have a Diet Coke than a regular Coke, just because I'm used to the taste. And when I get home after working at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I'm going to grab one of those light beers as opposed to something else.
Yeah. So. But I can't. I mean, if God forbid I had to drink Diet Coke, I would probably do it. But right now, I think the swamp water out in the back of your house would taste better to me than the Diet Coke.
It might be close. I don't know. The cows are using that for business, too, so you might be careful.
And I might still take my chances, John. I'll be honest with you. The regular Diet Coke, it tastes like they already used the facilities, if you follow me. What else we have here? I'm trying not to do all the news, John. I'm just trying to cover what we talked about Sunday a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we walked around Disney Springs yesterday. So we ate dinner at Chicken Guy. Had a couple of pieces of chicken there. Their chicken's really, really good, too. And then also ate it and tried one. Well, we split a 5-tender meal there. And then we had the chicken bun from the little Japanese place out there, which is the only other place that you can get a frozen Kirin. So,
oh, that's pretty cool. What's the name of that place?
You know, it's...
The only other Japanese place I know is the outdoor stand at Marimoto Asia.
No, no, this is over by, where is it at? It's, if you go into the orange garage, it's right there, to the right of the movie theater of AMC.
Okay.
It's a little stand, there's a Wetzel's Pretzels and a Haagen-Dazs, kiosk right there too. And it's right in there, and it's right across from, the New Hollywood, Planet Hollywood restaurant.
Okay.
So, yeah. And it's funny though, the beer there, the frozen Kirin there is more expensive than it is at Epcot, which is kind of weird, but so yeah, it's like $10.50 there, but so.
Yeah, that is weird that, it's more than, is it a bigger glass at least?
It might be a 12-ounce as opposed to whatever they're serving you at Epcot now, but I don't think so. I think it's the same size. So,
yeah, that is weird. I would think it would be more at Epcot than at Disney Springs.
Yeah, so would I. So, but
I guess
anyhow.
Maybe they are giving you. Well, we're gonna just so we could sleep at night. We're gonna say they gave you a little more, John.
Yeah. There you go.
And how was the Springs? Cool.
There was quite a few people there. It was really nice. Weather, like I said, is really, really great right now. So, and they actually had some live music going. So that was nice. A guy playing like a acoustic guitar that could really, he really did a good job. So, and there was quite a few people just sitting and watching that because it's you're not accustomed to it anymore of seeing live music. So it was like everybody was just kind of had to stop and sit down and listen for a little bit because you're so not used to hearing it anymore. So
I hear you. It is not that's what makes everything the live music and stuff around Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that's what makes it so much fun. So yeah, we walked around there for a couple hours. Really didn't do much anything else, but snacked around a little bit and had a couple of beers. And so, and the one store, everything else as far as I can tell is open. And the one store that is not is the NBA Experience store. And I understand the NBA Experience not being open because that's all hands-on stuff, and it wasn't doing very well in the first place. So I understand it still being closed. But as for the store, why would the store still be closed with the NBA going full bore right now?
It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And especially, you'd think they'd have wanted it open after having the bubble there.
Yeah.
They could have made all kind of money off. I don't get it. I really
and it's even stranger than that, Doug. You go over to Cast Connection now because of course we had to go there first, which is the for those people who don't know, it's the discounted store for cast members only. But you go in there and they've got all of these T-shirts and hats and stuff that say in the bubble and all that kind of stuff that they made specific merchandise for the bubble. And then they didn't open the store to sell the merchandise. I mean, who made this decision?
The same guy that's taken this long to get the People Mover going, John. And not open up Ratatouille.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. But
yeah, I had a guy at work this week. He's a DVC owner. And for some reason, one of my other bosses he's asking me questions because they're going down. They're going to Florida. He has a townhouse there. About down by Clearwater, but he wants to stay a few days at Disney, and he was asking me where to stay because he loves Riverside, and it's weird because we had the conversation. He goes, "I know our place still isn't open. Where would you stay?" And I was going back and forth when he brought up the boardwalk and that area and the beach club and all. But I said to him, "If you like the boats," because he said he liked to take the boats to Springs, and I go, "Stay at Hollywood's. I mean, at Old Key West." And then I have this other guy jump in, a floor guy, who he's a DVC owner. It's crazy how many – I know there's literally 20 DVC owners on my job site, John.
Yeah, I believe.
And then he's jumping, and the guy turned out to be really nice, but he's sitting there, and he don't realize how much Disney I do know, if you understand what I'm saying. He's, like, trying to bowl me over with the guy Dave over. Like, I'm not qualified enough to tell Dave where to stay.
Yeah.
He needs to. And for some reason, he hates Old Key West, and I'm like, but I was trying to talk Dave into, if you like the boats and you're not opposed, if you don't want the boats to go back and forth to Epcot or want to walk to, I think Old Key West is as nice as those two resorts, don't you?
Yeah, the boats aren't running though from Old Key West yet.
They still don't have them going yet?
Nope, they have no boats on the lagoon at the springs other than the ones from Boathouse. That's the only boats that even go out there right now. So none from Saratoga, none from Old Key West.
I wonder if they do Uber those boats. The Boathouse.
I don't know.
I'm kidding with you.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be? You call them up. Yo, listen, I'm an Old Key West. I need a pickup. That would be phenomenal. Hey, dude, let's go rent a couple checkmates, drop them in there, and we'll go pick some people up. A couple pontoon boats, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
So, think we get
caught? Don't give Disney that idea. We'll never get our Sassagoula River boats back. So,
hey, dude.
I don't know if it's just because Port Orleans and French Quarter aren't open yet or what, but, yeah, they're still not running to Old Key West or Saratoga yet, and that's disappointing because that's one of the best parts the ferries that run across the lake itself aren't running. And I mean, we always do that when we go to the springs. You just go down there and ride the boat from one side to the other side. You know, you walk all the way across and then you take the boat back, or vice versa. But it's always nice to do that. It's a nice little boat ride, especially as the sun's going down. So,
well, hopefully they're open by the time you get there.
Yeah, I hope so. Staying at Old Key West, I'd really want the boats to go to the springs. So.
Yeah, well, and they're the outdoor ones. I know we said it multiple times, but they seem to be the safest boats on property.
And the fact is that the Saratoga and Old Key West are two of the resorts that are the busiest because they're DVC resorts. So it really boggles my mind as to why those boats are not running. So.
Oh, well, we're still perplexed about the monorail closed and different things. But the bus, you think the buses would be the least safe out of all of them, them and the Friendship boats, and they're running, but the other ones aren't. It's crazy.
Yeah, how these decisions were made, I don't have a clue.
Nah, the guy was a very nice guy, but for some reason he seemed like he hated Old Key West. I didn't know if he got chased by a coyote across the property or something. I don't know, but
no, and it really gives you a taste of staying in Florida. I mean, you go to Olivia's and eat dinner and stuff like that. It's all Florida food and that type of stuff. So, yeah, I really like it. So.
Well, if the boats start running again, that's what he likes, going to the springs, then it's well worth it, especially with having to make the reservations for the parks now. You're going to have to use the springs on every vacation now.
Yeah, and if he likes room, he would definitely like the Old Key West, because those are the biggest rooms on property. So,
well, hopefully I help him book something. So he might go through David's and book, because I was telling him to go in there and check out the prices. So maybe you can help our friends over at David's out. You're on property. You walking in?
No, I'm getting ready to.
So
looking at the land pavilion over the trees.
Lucky you. Do you think you'll what bus you think you'll have tonight?
I have no idea. I could have a Nova, or I could have a new Gillig. So as soon as you get your paper for the day and it has the number written on it, and you're looking for that 5-2 number, and if it's 5247, then it's a good bus. If it's 4-8 something, then you're going, oh crap, I've got a Nova. So
if it's 4, you go,
crap.
Yep, crap. Yep. What is what I was saying is, when you go in this late, is there usually more of a tendency for you to work one area or the other? I mean, what routes?
This late, last time I went in at this time, I did driver shuttle. So I wouldn't be surprised I'll end up doing that, because with this new system, all I do really, I mean, back in the day before I started, and the way that it used to run was, I would park here at Epcot, and most of my runs would be actually out of Epcot, picking up at Animal Kingdom Lodge and coming back to Epcot, which kind of makes sense. But with this new system, I park here, and I would say 90% of the time I don't even do a run out of Epcot. I take a shuttle over to another park, pick up a bus there. I swear, on Sunday, I drove out of every park, including Epcot, at least once. But I did like 3 runs out of the Magic Kingdom, 2 out of Animal Kingdom, and 3 or 4 out of Hollywood Studios. So, which is actually kind of cool. I mean, it kept me, you know, interested in where am I going and stuff. But at the same time, that is not efficient.
No.
It can't be.
No.
I mean, that makes no sense.
No.
So.
Well, do you like the chaos shuttle?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, what it means is, especially the driver shuttle, I go to the different parks and pick up drivers there waiting to go to other parks. So, and it's just bus drivers. So basically, I don't have any screaming kids, and I don't do any strollers. I mean, I don't have to do any strollers or ECVs or wheelchairs.
That's cool.
So,
You're basically taking them to grab their next bus or route or whatever after their break and stuff like that.
You got it.
So. All right, Johnny, I'll let you go. Thank you for doing this, and hopefully we have no problems with this recording. I'll let you know in like an hour. I'll text you so you know on the way home.
Yep, sounds good. Send me a text and let me know how it came out. And if it came out good, maybe I'll try to I can't even listen to the one with you and Bob. You said it got double recorded too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So never mind. So
You just have the one I finished by myself on Sunday.
All right, maybe I'll give that one a listen.
All right, my friend, be good, be safe tonight, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
Later, buddy. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.